It's time for Apple Farm Chatter, your podcast for all things Apple Farm Service, the latest ag news, dealership events, and upcoming trends. Put on your work clothes. Apple Farm Chatter begins now.
Hello and welcome back to Apple Farm Chatter. We are joined by a special guest today, aren't we, Travis?
Yes, we are. Say today's guest from the ODA and... Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I am Brian Baldridge, Director at the Ohio Department of Agriculture here in the great state of Ohio.
Yes. Thank you, Director Baldridge, for joining us. Or you can go by Brian today.
We'll go with Brian. Absolutely. Yep.
So we have an exciting episode for you here today. We're going to pick the brain of Mr. Brian here with the Ohio Department of Agriculture and just spend some time learning about what the ODA does, what's going on with the ODA. And it sounds like today, we appreciate you. We did a tour beforehand. You got a busy day today.
Yeah, it's always busy in agriculture right now, too. It's a great time of year, you know, this time of year going around and seeing where we're at with our crops and so forth. And, you know, most of the pollination on the corn is kind of over with and still a lot of flowers on some beans, but it's neat to see where the state is. And most areas seem to be pretty good. We've got some drinks here recently, but it's great to travel the state and this wonderful, wonderful industry here of agriculture.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you're later today, you're going to London, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk manure.
Manure.
Yeah, we're going to talk manure. That stinks, but we're going to talk about it.
There's lots of jokes we can make, but they would be inappropriate, so we're not going to...
Yeah, we're not going to go have a censor beep over this.
No. So if there's any politicians speaking there at that event, then you could make some jokes too. But
there we go.
So I guess just to start off, most folks that have been farming for a while might know about the ODA, but maybe those that are just joining us on the podcast, or maybe they just got into farming. What does the ODA stand for? What all does the ODA do?
Sure. Well, you know, our 530 employees, our 25 programs and divisions. We've got 10 facilities in Reynoldsburg, just on the east side of Columbus, and 5 laboratories. So that encompasses and supports basically any and everything in Ohio's largest industry, food and ag, being a $124 billion industry here in Ohio. So we're a supportive role. We get into some regulatory space, making sure that, hey, food is safe, and that's what we want as a farmer myself. That's what we want to have a top-end product and to feed the world. So it is a great agency that does wonderful work in that space. Myself, hey, I'm a 7th generation farmer, so for me, this is pretty neat. Still farm today down in Southern Ohio, Adams County. Run 300 acres of row crop and about 50 head of beef cattle. Thank goodness the brother-in-law loves to take care of those while I'm running around the state.
Convenient.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
Is I could tell that you farm because you're going around asking some of the questions. We did a tour beforehand. And I know you guys had some entry stopped at the Helio and talked about just the egg spraying drones and things like that. So we do appreciate you guys taking the time to do the tour first. We really do.
Yeah, enjoyed that tour, going around and seeing your facilities here, your campus, and what you do to support the ag community and so forth. So saw some nice combines getting, I think they're going to be ready to go here soon. It's that going to be that time of year before we know it.
Yep. I know we got plenty of equipment here, and we got plenty of sprayer drones going out, and just a lot of equipment getting prepped and ready to harvest before we know it. So, and it looks like out there from what you've seen, has all fields everywhere have been pretty consistent, good. Or?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, there were some challenges early on with some stands and so forth across the state, some later starts. Obviously, there might be some extra propane purchased this fall for some drying down of corn. There are some niches that have missed some of these rains in talking with folks, talking with a fellow at State Fair recently, and he's already feeding hay. So he was over on the eastern part of the state. So there are some spots that, you know, how this time of year is, you'll see the neighbor got that rain. What did I do wrong? How come I didn't get that? But, you know, it's that those spotty showers that come across this time of year.
Yeah, and we just, Travis and I are just blown away because we've heard the ODA, we know some of the things you do, but you look at just what do you not do in the state? That I think you really run the state, you guys just don't admit it.
Well, yeah. We, you know, because it is the largest industry, but I will leave the running of the state to the governor, lieutenant governor, but we're gonna stay in our lane in the wonderful agriculture industry.
Just all the different things. I mean, yeah. You wouldn't know that you guys... approve and look over safety for the fairs when it comes to amusement rides, or you guys help facilitate auctioneers when it comes to ag-related auctions and commercial dog breeding. And I mean, you guys, you know, everyone knows you guys work with ag and food, but you know that you guys have so many laboratories, that you guys do food safety and just everything else you guys have.
Yeah, it is we're that supportive level of from a government standpoint in the agricultural community. And thank goodness over the years, you know, as I talk with my colleagues across the country, not every state is set up like we are. And thank you to the legislators, the General Assemblies and executive branch over the years who have really looked at all the agricultural pieces of the puzzle and made sure that they were under the umbrella of the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Some states, you know, you get a lot of agricultural programs that are run by, let's say, EPA or different groups. Ann Vogel, Director of EPA, does a great job here in Ohio, but we know ag. This is our space, so it's great to know that all those foundational programs of what we as farmers do in the state are underneath the umbrella of the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, yeah, and it's... I know we have some special treats for you. This first one here, we were looking at all the different things that you guys did, and then Travis, you found one that caught your eye.
Yeah, I'll say, notice that the food safety division actually does a lot. Like, you guys have to get people their licenses for what they need to sell, if they want to sell meat, dairy, whatsoever. And we actually had a banished commercial sent to us by somebody who wanted to start up their own business, but was unaware of the ODA's reach. Do we have that?
Yeah, we'll just say if this person actually started his business, there's a good chance that you guys would be on them very quickly.
Buongiorno to my hungry eyes and peckish bellies. This is Sam Witch, the all-natural whole food marketplace owner. My goods provide a world-class cooking experience for those lucky enough to buy the food from me at reasonable prices. But they are not for those who are weak in the gut. I provide gourmet ingredients for those of you who have a discriminating palate against cleaned food, which robs the food of all its taste. Let us start with a couple of staple items for hungry highs everywhere to shove in their fridge and forget about. Bacon and mostly uncracked eggs. Now, my food was procured and delivered by Monsieur Dumpstar, but I assure you of its quality, as I've been getting my food there for years. For example, this pork has had the proper time to marinate in its own juices, mixed with the open air. If you take a big whiff, it's perfect for cooking bacon. This is a little trick for those who want to save time and space, and it is to hold all of your meats together in one container. The juices will mix together and simmer, which brings about that nostril-burning smell. No need to worry. That smell is just a sign that your food agrees with your choices and will taste delectable. Forget about cross-contamination and embrace cross-flavor combinations. However, if you see any mold on the food, you need to stop and tell me immediately. Because I can raise the price on it. Blue cheese is a mold, and thus green, white, and black varieties of mold are actually just exquisite cheeses. It's actually a $200 to $300 markup for a cheese-producing product. But don't just take my word from it. Take it from first-hand responses. Everybody knows when they are eating a meal made from sandwich delicacies, because their responses are always explosive and immediate. For more whole food special sales and new inventory, follow me on Splatter, Instagross, and Foodbook at Sam's Whole Foods.
The Ohio Department of Agriculture's Division of Food Safety helps assure customers are provided foods, over-the-counter drugs, dietary supplements, and cosmetics that are safe, unadulterated, and honestly presented. To prevent people like Sam causing harm to the public, Food Safety Division members work toward this goal through regulatory oversight of the wholesale and retail industry.
So that is some delectable food. You might find at the Paris Olympics, possibly.
Yeah, probably.
But not here in the state of Ohio, thanks to the great work by the ODA. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Woo! I was nervous there for a little while. You know, that closure and clarification of that. There was a few things that were said in there that wow factor, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
That is fun.
Yeah. You know, we were wondering, too, as we're looking at this. So, you know, we know about some of the other agencies out there like the FDA, the USDA, things like that. and what you do. How do you guys work together on things like that? Do you guys cross collaborate quite often?
Absolutely. There is a lot of collaboration with USDA as we work through that. Some are grant forms. And basically, as the way we would like to see it, as a local control state, we would like to have a lot of these federal government programs and their regulatory space be controlled by the state. These are people in our communities that know the community. So there's a lot of collaboration from that standpoint. They give us the ability to manage those types of things in food safety, a lot of collaboration there, meat inspection as well. The Ohio Department of Ag, we handle about anything with 25 employees and less.
Okay.
So that's small. If you're a state kill facility, we handle that size of facility. Now, those larger facilities, USDA still handles those. But the feedback we get is that's kind of what our folks here in Ohio like, because, you know, we've got half of our employees are in Columbus and the other half are scattered all over the state, not in offices, but just in that space of being in these different facilities, whether it's a food processing facility, whether it's a slaughterhouse, harvest center, and so forth. So, and a lot of these folks know and live in the communities as well. So
yeah, it just makes sense. If you want somebody to work with you on a good solution, you know, do you want to have somebody from the Uncle Sam coming out or from the state of Ohio coming out? So, I mean, it makes sense.
Exactly.
It really does. It really does. So I know I want to move on over to what you guys do with plant health and farmland soil preservation, because a lot of our customers, we do have a lot of livestock customers, which that does have to deal with them with food safety, but a good majority of our customers are those that do cash crop.
Sure.
And so what all do you guys do to help out? I know it's a lot when it comes to that.
Sure. And, you know, we're in that role of kind of everything when we get into the plant health division. Everything dealing with any type of plant, and that could be an invasive species, that could be regulatory space on spraying and so forth, collaborating again with the federal government on different labels and so forth, and trying to be supportive on how those are being used, and making sure that safe for all Ohioans and safe for our neighbors, and drift problems, and we don't want any of that. Now we know it accident, it happens. Mm-hmm. That if I'm out spraying my field and I get that accidental, those types of situations happen. But we want to do it the best that we can. So we're in that space. We were at the state fair and spotted lantern fly. Was this the latest and greatest? And this thing has moved into about 12 counties. It's one of those invasive species that, it's a hitchhiker. It came in, I think, by rail.
Okay.
And has worked its way into Ohio. We've got about 12 counties that have them. And
where is the native, where did they originate from?
Yeah, I don't know. They came from the eastern United States.
Okay.
So they've worked there. Yeah.
Okay.
They
came from outer state.
Yeah,
we'll blame. We won't name drop any other states, but it's just staying on top of those things and figuring out a plan of what we're going to do. In this situation, there's no eradication. We just have to try to mitigate the massive movement and try to slow that.
Other than the lantern fly, has there been any other really concerns this year that we've seen across cash crops?
Not so much in the ag commodity space that we've seen a lot of pressures. We get into some of those nursery type plants and so forth. It seems like there's always one right around the corner. Because there's a lot of shipment of those type of species that are out of state, and so these different insects work their way in. So, but it's a want to be there to be supportive and making sure that we're on top of any situation that pops up. You touched on farmland preservation. You touched on that one. That's a topic here in Ohio that we all worry about and we all talk about. I think it's unique that we probably go around the room and people hear farmland preservation and they think of a lot of different things. And we've actually put a task force together because it is a priority. Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, making sure that we're looking at our future and the acres that we have in productivity as far as our ag community. So it's a big topic. We put a task force together and really taking a deep dive into that. But that's a good program that if it's right for those families, there's some incentive, there's dollars, incentives to kind of sign into an easement and to be able to keep that in farm ground for the next generations.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned that you know, those pests from outer state. So we actually put together a little a PSA about ODA's role in keeping pests coming out from outer state. Yeah, we do. You guys ready for another
one? We're ready.
In the heart of Ohio, where cornfields stretch to the horizon and football reigns supreme, an unseen battle rages. Ohio is under attack by a hard-to-see invading force. Pests that came from outer state. Picture this. You're sitting on your porch, sipping sweet tea, when suddenly a tiny green menace with wings lands on your arm. It's not a friendly neighbor. It's the dreaded Emerald Ash Borer. These shiny green invaders have been munching on our ash trees like they were at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Then, there's the spotted lanternfly with wings like stained glass. You'd think that they're here for a friendly visit. Grapevines and apple orchards, turning our gardens into a scene from a sci-fi horror flick. But fear not, brave Ohioans. The Ohio Department of Agriculture, or the ODA, is on the case. They are Ohio's men in black, but with less suits and sunglasses, and more flannel. Their mission, to track, trap, and terminate these invading pests before they turn Ohio into their playground. Armed with state-of-the-art technology, like bug traps, that would make any sci-fi fan jealous, and enough pesticides to make even the most stubborn bug wave a tiny little white flag. The ODA is our first line of defense. They're setting traps, inspecting trees, educating the public, and eliminating pests one bug zap at a time. So, the next time you see a beetle with an attitude, or a fly with fancy wings, remember, the ODA is out there keeping Ohio safe from these tiny little invaders. Stay vigilant, Ohioans. Report any suspicious bug activity, and together, we'll show these pests that Ohio is no place for unwanted invaders. The Ohio Department of Agriculture wants to remind everyone that when it comes to invasive pests, resistance isn't futile. It's essential to keep our homeland safe.
God bless the ODA.
God bless the
I tell you, guys got some good content here. I'm going to have to check on copyrights and, I don't know, patents.
If you get a chance, you can see some of the videos that we make and TikToks. I think if you enjoy our humor, you'll enjoy that.
I'm on it. We're going to have to see. I kind of like them. I think there's opportunities here. We could have some good, what do you think there, Chris?
Partnership. Yeah. Oh, good. The media team at Ohio Department of Ed said partnership. Sure. Love. But I mean, it's just another thing. You guys do so much, and just what you're doing with the, I guess, explain how are things going on spotted lanternfly? How are you guys kind of monitoring that?
Yeah, and that's a tough one too, because you know, there's no, as I mentioned earlier, there's no real eradication. It's kind of a trying to grab a hold of that thing and slow it down. Trying to track where it's at and so forth. You know, the Emerald Ash Borer was completely different. You know, that came in down in my neck of the woods in Claremont County, was kind of ground zero on that, but there was a eradication process, and it's still ongoing. So, you know, every species in a different space, and how we handle those, you know, is constant work. And we talked earlier about that collaboration between USDA and our partners in those spaces, is trying to figure out what is the best path on how we're going to handle them.
Yeah. And I guess switching over too, because you're talking before that about farmland preservation a lot, what you do too is kind of soil and water conservatory and how you conserve it. And I guess how can us as dealerships locally, how can we help you? How do you guys, what have you seen?
Well, I think, you know, it's, I love to say from the agricultural standpoint, you know, we care about soil health. We care about water quality. It's part of our business model. You know, if we don't have that foundation in the ag community. But, you know, as we look at that big topic of conservation and soil health and water quality, you know, technology and the changes in technology from agricultural equipment, agricultural design, you know, as we look at, you know, I was a kid and for many, many years, you know, we were at 200 units of nitrogen and 60 and 60. That's what we did because that's what we did.
It's always, you know, done that way. Yeah.
Now with different, you know, grid testing and just all this technology and that precision placement, variable rate placements. I mean, so you guys, you know, from Apple Farm, your opportunity to bring that equipment to our Ohio farmers and making sure that utilizing the latest and greatest when that decision is made with everybody's own farm operation to bring in some of that technology. It's, it's awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, we've definitely seen that, but we, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
And you were looking at the drones when we did our tour and how they can spot spray specifically. If you buy the smallest drone, you can pull a little 10-foot spot somewhere if you want to.
Yeah.
Or the variable nitrogen applicators that we have. And I know one thing too, you're talking about nitrogen and I think I'm going to bring up probably what you're doing with H2 Ohio too, is we have a store up north and up that way, Botkins, and I'm going into the Grand Lakes region when it comes to runoff and strip till and some of the other things that we do. So I guess it's a good time to switch it over to talk about the H2 Ohio Pro, because that's a big program that, you know, still ongoing. And for our farmers up north around Great Lakes, they all know about it because they've been having to kind of follow those. But for those that are rest of the state, what is the H2 Ohio program? What does it encompass?
Sure. Well, H2 Ohio and, you know, Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, when they came in their administration in 2019, top priority was water quality. You know, we've been dealing with this for a while. You know, we've just crossed the 10-year anniversary of 2014. Toledo, where they shut off their water wells from algae blooms in Lake Erie. You know, I was a county commissioner back in those days, and I was on the state board of directors, and it got a little heated in those board meetings because, you know, it was a little bit of urban versus rural and, you know, kind of urban versus ag a little bit, and there was fingers pointing. And I love saying that, hey, we're in this together. We are truly, as Ohioans, you know, it's all of us. It is the ag community, but it's also those private septic systems, municipality septic systems, discharges from industry, and so forth. So, you know, we're kind of all in this together. And with the leadership of Governor DeWine, and I'm fortunate, for me, it's really personal because I was a freshman legislator in 2019, sitting on finance committee and then on subcommittee for ag. And that's where we got that bill and we started talking about H2 Ohio. Mm-hmm. So now for me, fast forward to today and being on the operational side of it and really looking at that water quality, we're so fortunate here in Ohio to talk about, you know, quantity of water. So we get to talk about quality. If we're out west, we're just talking about, we're trying to get water.
Any
water is great, you know. So we're so fortunate to talk about quality versus quantity here in Ohio. But, you know, this program is that opportunity to really work with the ag community on an incentivized basis. And that's what we've done. We're over 2 million acres signed up.
Oh, great.
You know, and that's in the Western Lake Erie Basin. This few months ago, we went statewide. We know that voluntary nutrient management plans, knowing exactly what our soils need and putting exactly what we need to grow a bountiful crop, and then harvest that crop and remove that nutrient off that field. So it was good to go statewide. I love to say, you know, there's best practices in Northwest Ohio. There's still best practices in Southwest, Southeast, and Northeast. So to be able to really allow the rest of the state to look at that. Obviously, when we're looking at Northwest Ohio, we talk about phosphorus. We get into our other watersheds, and we go toward the Gulf, you know, down in my neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. You know, that hits the Ohio River and then goes on down to Mississippi and ends up in the Gulf. And nitrogen is probably more of a topic in that space. But a great program, a great incentivized program. You know, we encourage and we thank the farmers who have participated because it allows me, our department, to tell the story of the great practices the ag community is doing to be part of the solution. If you're not part of it, I encourage you to be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned incentives.
Yeah.
And God, the way the markets are right now, I bet anything can help. So if they want to learn more about what the incentives are and how they can get started, what should they do?
Sure. One, they could call ODA, High Department of Agriculture. Or two, this is a collaboration. Our Soil and Water Division at ODA collaborates with every county Soil and Water Division. So your best bet is to go talk with that local Soil and Water Office. Those are the folks that are in your communities. They know what's going on in that county from the agricultural community, and they're the ones to go talk to. But if not, if you don't get that answer there, hey, give us a shout down at ODA.
Okay. And you know, when we're looking out, Travis and I were researching what all's happened with H2O and what's happened. I mean, it really is like a superhero movie. You guys coming in and saving the day when it comes to the water quality.
May I say, I was actually born and raised up in Northwest Ohio, so... Yeah, got to see and unfortunately drink a little bit of that firsthand.
So, and you've been able then to see, you know, the change of it and how there's been less and less algae blooms. Yeah. And
it's like
so,
someone came by and saved us.
Like a superhero. And so we thought it would be a good idea.
Here we go.
So are you guys fans of Batman?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Then you'll like the superhero film brought to you by the ODA.
The ODA.
Change things. Forever. There's no going back. See to them. You're just
a government agency.
Like me.
What do we got?
An algae problem.
No name, no other alias. Clothing is custom. Nothing in his pockets but
nitrogen and runoff.
Evening.
Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Why so serious? Where is
the algae blooms?
People are dying. What would you have me do?
Endure. You can be the outcast. You can make the choice that no one else will face. The right choice.
Ohio.
Needs you.
A little fight in you. I like that.
Then you're gonna love
the ODA.
Now that's more like it, Mr.
ODA.
It's all part of the plan.
Come on, hit me! Let's put
some algae
in that
lake.
Wow, another good one. Wow.
Coming whenever. I know.
This has been in theaters. This is an ongoing process, man.
I was telling Brian, during that we were planned to actually talk to Governor DeWine last year, but he had to cancel last minute. That was going to be for him, but you guys got to enjoy it first.
Love it. That's great. But you know, in there it talked about government agencies, and the first reaction is maybe not. But you know, this is really and I've seen it firsthand now, being in the role as director. But the collaboration that has went into H2 Ohio between the Ohio EPA, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and the Ohio Department of Agriculture is tremendous, and all with one goal. EPA is working with water systems, a lot of wastewater systems and so forth. You know, ODNR is working on wetlands. You know, for many years we thought, we'll dry up his wetlands and we'll farm them. And then we've realized, wait a minute, that's our natural filter. So, you know, it's great to see collaboration. And the H2O Ohio program truly is collaboration. So if you're coming to Farm Science here in the upcoming time, if this is plays before that, we're going to have a great booth up there and to answer any and all questions that you know, that anybody has about the H2O Ohio program.
Yeah, that's good. And if you're up at Farm Science, Apple Farm Service will be there too. We'll have a booth. We'll have some of our Helio drones. And then, you know, you might have questions of it. Okay, if I'm going to do this, do I need specialized equipment to be able to help that? And then we can help you with that as well. I know when that change has happened, we've seen an uptick. And those looking for those precision placement when it comes to nitrogen and phosphorus and things like that. So I guess our time is starting to run a little bit low here. I know you guys need to take off soon to go to another fair. Is there any last words you want to leave for our listeners when it comes to, you know, the ODA? Are there any in programs coming on they need to know about or anything coming up that they should know?
I'll just touch on kind of one final because it kind of brings everything together. We've lifted up a new trade and marketing position that was there a few administrations ago and has been kind of disbanded through some different administrations. But we've lifted that program back up, and that's to be great supporters of all our commodities, whether it's corn and wheat, soybeans, and go down the list, all our livestock folks and so forth. But making sure that we are assisting and helping and collaborating, that our Ohio farmers, whatever you're producing or growing, have an opportunity to market that product at the highest price that we can. And it's just, you know, food and ag here in Ohio, and I always love to say it, and I say it multiple times, you know, our number one industry, $124 billion industry here in our great state. And we're strong, and with all the farmers and all the ag folks and everybody across the state that does it well, thank you to all them.
Yes, thank you. I mean, we can't thank our farmers enough. We wouldn't be here without you. ODA wouldn't be here without you. So, you know, it all comes down to those who farm, the family farms, even the big farms, everybody, we're all in it together. And we all help each other out. And that's really what it's about, is collaborating. We all have to work together. We all share this land. And if, you know, hurts one, it hurts all.
Absolutely. We're all in this together.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to leave you guys with a prize.
We'd like to thank you for being a part of Apple Farm Chatter's latest episode. And we'd like to send you on your way with an unbelievable gift. The prize is yours if you can guess which one of these identical curtains it's behind. Is it behind curtain A, curtain B, or curtain C?
Which one?
We're going to go with A.
Choose wisely.
Say A?
A.
Okay.
Is that your final answer?
It is. Okay. That's my final answer, A.
Are you sure?
Positive?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Well, let's take a look behind the curtain and see that you've won the unbelievable prize of a new clipboard. That's right. You've won your very own Apple Farm Service personalized clipboard. This is a highly sophisticated tool that can be used in a multiple of different ways to suit your needs. It can be used as a portable surface to write on. It can be used to look busy when you're out and about. And it can be used to hold important paperwork.
Ouch!
Our guests have also won the consolation prize. An Apple Farm Service hat and shirt. These stylish clothes are guaranteed to make you the talk of the office. Let's give it up one last time for the grand prize winners from the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Thank you so much. Oh, we also have, we forgot, we had an event last December, and we forgot to give you a plaque when you guys were there as well.
Oh, nice.
So here's a plaque way back when, from January 6, 2023. Being at our Precision Academy way back when. We found it in the closet. We thought you guys would like to finally have that. So thank you guys so much for your help.
Absolutely.
With that event. So, yeah. And you guys enjoy your clipboard. And
I feel better now.
Some mugs, too.
We got a ball cap here. And, you know, my hairline needs a ball cap out in the field. So,
well, thank you so much. Travis, last words?
Last words is... So if you want to check us out on Apple Farm Chatter, find us wherever podcasts are, Spotify, RSS.
Our RSS, just look us up, Apple Farm Chatter, you'll find us.
Yeah. And if people want to go look at the Ohio Ag Department, where should they go?
Search Ohio Department of Agriculture, and that'll take you straight to our website. A lot of information about all the different things that we can do to help agriculture all across our state.
Thank you so much. Our guest today, Director Brian Baldridge from the ODA. And like you said, you have more information, look them up online. You're listening to Apple Farm Chatter.
Thank you for listening to Apple Farm Chatter. If you haven't, subscribe today. Want more from Apple Farm Service? Like us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and check out our website, applefarmservice.com. Happy farming from your friends at Apple Farm Service and Apple Farm Chatter.